This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. March Madness is upon us. Over the coming weeks, brackets will be busted by, among other things, shots from the free throw line. But our first story this week is not about one of those free throw attempts. It's about one that mattered a great deal more. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Chris Street grew up in a small southern Iowa town called Humiston. He was an all-around athlete. But Chris's parents, Mike and Patty, knew their son's number one sport was basketball.
Because when he would get done with football, then he would even come home and shoot hoops on the driveway.
He must have had a lot of energy.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
I was actually hoping he'd pursue the baseball so then we could have our winters to go hunt and fish and stuff. But
Instead, the winners were all about basketball, especially when the Iowa Hawkeyes were on TV.
Of course, when there was going to be a game, I mean, he was thinking about that the whole day.
Chris eventually grew to 6'8" and got really good at basketball. In 1988, during Chris's sophomore year of high school and just before his 16th birthday, an envelope showed up at the Street's home. It was a recruiting letter from Iowa.
So we actually hid it from him and framed it. And for his birthday present, we give it to him.
And I wrapped it.
And so that was a big event for everybody.
That summer, Iowa offered Chris a scholarship. He committed the next day.
Slicing through the lane and setting up Street.
Chris Street became a starter, averaging more than 10 points and 8 rebounds a game. But there was one area he knew he could improve.
Going into his junior year, he was upset that he missed some free throws, I think, and he decided to set his goal that he was not going to miss a Big Ten free throw. That was his goal.
That next season, Chris made free throw after free throw, and he started approaching Iowa's school record of 33 straight, which had stood for 24 years. When the Hawkeyes visited Duke in mid-January, Chris's streak was at 32. His parents watched from home.
CBS Sports welcomes you to the...
How are you both feeling going into that game?
Nervous.
Late in the first half, Chris drew a foul and went to the line for 2 shots.
First one went in pretty good.
That ties the school record.
And the second one kind of rattled around a little bit, but once it went in, the house kind of exploded.
We exploded.
We were very excited for that.
We were ecstatic for him.
Yeah.
Just ecstatic for him.
After the game, Patty left a message at her son's apartment.
Telling him how proud we were of him and congratulations. But I never did get to talk to him.
3 nights after Chris set the record, on January 19th, 1993, Patty was closing up the family's mom-and-pop convenience store when her husband showed up.
I knew something was wrong when he came. And he said, "It's Christopher." And I said, "Oh, did he blow out a knee?" Because I thought, oh, he blew out a knee, you know. And Mike says that he told me, but I did not listen. I wouldn't listen.
Chris's car had collided with a snowplow. Chris was pronounced dead at the scene. Patty went home. The news started to sink in.
I knew he was in heaven. There was no doubt in my mind. He was up there. And that was such a reassuring thought.
In the weeks after Chris's death, Mike and Patty attended some of Iowa's home games. They wanted to be there to support Chris's teammates. But eventually they stopped going. It was too painful.
It just brought back too many memories, I guess, and that he's not here, you know, with us.
Years went by. Mike and Patty stayed away from Hawkeyes games, but they were grateful for Chris's consecutive free throw record.
It was very special because, you know, as a parent who's lost a child, you don't want people to forget him. And I guess with that record, it was just another thing to remind people not to forget him.
A decade passed, then another decade. Chris Street's free throw streak remained in the Iowa record book.
I remember Coach Close saying that he didn't think it'd ever be broke.
On June 19th, 1997, 4 years after Chris Street's death, Jordan Bohannon was born in Iowa City. He was the youngest of 4 boys.
Well, I definitely ended up on the ground a lot when I was a child. I mean, sometimes, I swear, I'd be just laying in my bed and my brothers would come in and just tackle me.
Jordan's father had played football at the University of Iowa, but basketball was the sport for the Bohannon boys. Jordan's three older brothers all played Division I. Unhappily for Jordan's dad, none of them ended up at Iowa. When Jordan played two-on-two with his siblings, he was not only the youngest, he was also the shortest. But he found a way to be competitive.
The only way for me to get some shots up was just keep backing up and backing up until they were just tired and they didn't want to keep stepping out farther. So I guess that's where I got some of my shooting abilities.
As a senior in high school, Jordan hit 43% of his three-pointers and 92% of his free throws. His dream was to play for Iowa. So when the Hawkeyes coach called to offer him a scholarship, Jordan accepted that same night. Before Jordan Bohannon's freshman season in 2016, there was a team banquet. That's when he met Mike and Patty Street. They'd started attending Hawkeyes games again.
Talked to them a little bit, and obviously I knew a little bit about Chris, but I wanted to learn more.
There just seemed to be an instant bond, actually.
There was. He's this warm kid.
And the more Jordan spoke with the Streets, the more he realized how much he and Chris had in common.
It's kind of that weird spiritual connection that I've had with him.
He just seems caring, just by the way he carries himself. You know, maybe he doesn't smile all the time, but boy, when he does, it just makes me want to squeeze him more when I hug him.
Yeah, she's a huge hugger.
And then this past January, Chris Street's free throw record started to face a serious threat.
And there's number 30, Bohannon. Two more in the well, Iowa by...
You know, of course, we were watching it close. It was one of these feelings that I had. I wanted him to break it because he's such a good person, good Hawkeye family person. We always said, who better to break it, you know, than Jordan?
And we'd had 25 years, and I guess I just kind of thought, well, maybe we've had our time.
But yet at the same time, as a mom, you'd like for your own child to keep it too. So it was just a flip-flop there for me anyway.
In mid-February, Jordan Bohannon hit his 31st and 32nd straight free throws. A little over a week later, Iowa hosted Northwestern in the final home game of the season. Mike and Patty Street were in the stands. Late in the first half, Jordan tied the record. And then with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game and the Hawkeyes leading by 8 points, Jordan Bohannon went back to the free throw line with the chance to break Chris Street's record.
We were ready to give it up, I guess.
Here's a chance for Jordan Bohannon to become the all-time consecutive made free throw shooter.
I think Patty said, here we go.
I think I did say that, didn't I? Here we go.
He's made 34 straight. And he does miss it. So he does not break the Chris Street record.
Jordan's shot clanged off the front of the rim. Mike and Patty say they were shocked.
Patty looked at me and said, "Do I do that on purpose?" And I said, "Well, I don't think so."
But after the game ended, the Streets learned the truth. For the previous few weeks, Jordan had been planning to miss his 35th free throw. He explained why after the game.
Yeah, obviously that's not my record to have, and obviously that record deserves to stay in his name.
Jordan, you shouldn't have done that for, you know, Christopher. You shouldn't have done that. You know, that's what I kept telling myself. But then as you have time to think, and you're like, wow, what an incredible act of respect and kindness.
The Iowa Hawkeyes didn't make this year's NCAA tournament. Their season's over. But when Jordan Bohannon and the Hawkeyes take the floor next fall, Mike and Patty Street will be in the stands to cheer them on.
It just brings back a lot of good memories now, and it's not the hurt. So in that respect, it's wonderful.
Our story was produced by Only a Games' Martin Kessler.